Monday the 30th of July.
Good evening.
Yes.
Name. I will begin by asking you if my words to you last time have been considered.
We don't agree that we've considered them. I'm sure that Sarah, who's not with us tonight, especially about Sarah.
Your healing thoughts have been gathered, my dear friends.
Thank you.
And it brings me to what I would like to say to you this time. We speak of many things. I have told you of happenings which will occur on your planet in time to come. But what I wish to tell you, my dear friends, is that within the next 10 years of your earthly time, many advances will be made within your medical profession. These can only be good for mankind. But what I also wish you to know is that until mankind recognizes spirit within, there will always be unrest within the human frame.
Yes, we will accept that here now.
The time will come, but as yet that is not soon. But the time will come when mankind will find within himself the perfect body if he so desires. There will in time to come many more healthier people, because the spirit will come forward and knowledge will become greater. The information from our world to those within your medical professions will be greater. I am sure, my dear friends, that you are not unaware of the change of attitude towards what you call, I believe, complementary therapies.
Yes.
Yes.
This, of course, is not new. This planet has always been provided with the cures to many of mankind's unrest and disease. It is only that in your time, much of it has been forgotten. But as in all things, a new awakening has begun to change many attitudes and ways of thinking.
That's nice to have confirmed.
Thank you.
The because as I have said, mankind has to realize that physical living should no longer be the power struggle that it is within your planet at this present time. Until each individual finds that spirit within, until that recognition is greater, then mankind will always struggle with the many aspects of human existence. Do you have questions for me this time?
I was just thinking there are two types of struggle. There's a there's political struggle which connects with our wars, and there's a sort of domestic struggle because we've all made lives a little bit too complicated for ourselves within the family structure, and people get a bit confused and overwhelmed sometimes. Perhaps this is again due to losing our spiritual center, but is this a way to look at it, that there are at least two areas of struggle, the large political struggles and the smaller struggles and confusion within the family?
Yes. I, of course, do agree with you, my dear friend. We have spoken of times of the struggle between your governments upon this planet. I have told you that always we are trying to influence those who are in power, and that is still so. More difficult is what you call family struggles, because what we find in our world is that we cannot interfere too much in the lives of individuals. But I would like to add to your list of struggle, and that, my dear friends, is the all-important one, the individual struggle. Yes. Of course, your physical living involves communication and existence with other human beings. Of course, this is as it should be, because without the love of your fellow man, there would be no point of physical existence, because you are here to learn to coexist and to love each other unconditionally. This you know. But the individual struggle, my dear friend, may I say, is the all-important one. Because until each individual realizes their own potential, shall we say, I am not sure that word is a correct one, but that is the one I will use.
Yes, that is the one that would connect with the life path.
Yes, thank you. Then I would say, until the individual is content and knows the spirit within, you cannot be in a position to make others happy. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Yes.
Therefore, I would say to you this. First and foremost, you must look within. Only then can you look around to the family structures which have been created. Only then will you begin to understand each individual within that group. And only then can you understand the wider issue of political unrest within your world.
Yes, clarify is very nice from the Isidore perspective.
I hope that is helpful to you. Are there more questions, please?
I'm sure this question has been asked before, because there's a lot of discussion in medical circles, and that it's the subject of genetics and the issue of interference of genetic makeup and altering life itself. Is there any perspectives you could give on that, please?
Yes, we have discussed before, but what I will say to you in simple terms, my dear friend, is this. That all information comes from our world.
Yes.
But what you must always remember is that mankind is endowed with free will.
Yes.
Whether they use or abuse is entirely up to them. Although we try to influence from our world, but we cannot interfere with the process of free will. This is always the problem. All we can do is to try to touch the soul, the spirit of each individual person, that they will automatically know what is right and what is not so good.
Yes.
But always, because of your free will, there will always be instances of abuse. We have given in past times the problem of nuclear weapons.
Yes.
And the knowledge that was given and which should have been used for the good of all,
yes,
but in fact was misused. It is always down to mankind's free will.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I'd like to ask a question. It's about the work of Carlos Castaneda. Reading his books, they show a lot of, it's very inspirational the way he shows the potentials that seem to be hidden for people. And then his particular group, their aim seems to be to die a different way than the normal people, whereby they cross over without, I'm not sure exactly, but they call it crossing over, I think, into the third attention or something. But I wondered how different that kind of death is, where they sort of appear to instantly skip into the spirit,
yes,
world.
There is no secret about this, my dear friend. But firstly, let me say, always you will be drawn to many different aspects of living, because that is the spirit's way of finding truth and knowledge. And because each one of you is so individual, you will become interested in various aspects of what you call spirituality. What I would say to you, my dear friends, is this. There are those in your world who have the capability of slipping from this life to ours. To those people, it is a natural process. To others, there is, shall we say, an ego trip to try to develop these powers. I would say about these group of people that you speak of, that they are in fact no different from those in your world who commit what you called suicide.
I can't understand the connection there with.
Because they are attempting to come to a dimension to which they do not belong. It is an analogy. Right, do you understand?
Yes, yeah, I can see that.
It is an interference. Perhaps that is a better word.
Right.
Is that clearer for you?
They're sort of learning to run before they can walk.
Yes, perhaps they, that is wiser words. Yes, for your understanding. I would not say it is wrong in the sense of suicide, but it is something they should be aware of, that if they are not careful, they can go from one dimension to another too quickly. And in fact, they can expel their physical living far too soon. Do you understand?
Yes, I think so. Yes.
I think this is something that Don Juan and the Yaqui Indians have developed and pursued. I think I'm correct.
It's not really a Yaqui Indian thing, actually.
No, it is different. The Indian races are quite proper in what they are doing, or what some of them attempt to do. What the gentleman is speaking of is moving from different space dimensions. Am I not correct?
Yes.
Yes, there is a difference. This is something we have not spoken of as yet. And until we do, your understanding will not be great. But I will come back to this. You are speaking of different dimensions of time, are you not?
I guess time comes into it.
It certainly does.
I think in the book it just mentions different dimensions. Am I right? Without mentioning time. But it's very...
To travel to another dimension, my dear friends, time has to be involved.
Yes.
You cannot have one without the other.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is that a little clearer for you?
Yes, oh yes.
But I assure you, I will return to this for you in order that everyone within the room understands what you are speaking of.
Right, yes. Yeah, it's I just wondered then whether you'd say perhaps his group and the group that went before him were perhaps rushing things then.
I would suggest perhaps, but we cannot say they are wrong, because to them they were doing what they felt is right. Mm. So we must be careful in our judgments.
Yes.
But if you have to have my reply, I would say they need to be a little careful in what they are going into.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that.
Is that helpful for you?
Yes, it is.
But we will discuss this at another time.
I'm okay.
If you are happy, what I would like to do is to allow each one of you to come close to those who stand close by you this time. Open your minds, open your hearts, and you should be aware, each one of you, of who is standing close by. Try not to focus too hard, but just to allow yourselves to be open. Perhaps individually you can say who or what is there, or if you do not sense who is with you, perhaps you can tell our dear lady what you are feeling.
Yes. I don't know. And just before you go, two requests for visitors. One from Mark, I'm not sure what his name.
David.
David, the brother of these two here, the son of George. And my daughter Dawn, if and when she was able to come as visitors.
Yes, she is not new to this. We will accept her.
Thank you.
Yes, as to the gentleman, he is taking another pathway, but we will welcome him.
Just when they can, there's a space, and I know that they're welcome.
Always I will say to you, my dear friends, that unless any of the people within this room has objections, then I am happy to receive. As I leave you, know always that I too am always with you.